Well, I've heard some people say kick the bucket or something.
Oh, yes, we use that a lot of time. Oh, so-and-so kick the bucket. Yeah, I do that. I've used that a whole lots of time.
And the place where people are buried is a...
graveyard.
Okay. Any other names?
Cemetery.
Okay, does it make any difference?
I don't think it do, but there's just some people call it the graveyard and some call it cemetery. I think cemetery is the proper name for it.
Okay.
And back in slavery time, we used graveyard because we didn't know no better.
Well.
We used the best word we thought was right.
Seem like I hear some of both. What about the box that people are buried in?
Coffin.
Okay, any other names there?
No, well, they used to build the coffins in the... put them in boxes like that. That's about the only thing I've ever known. I mean, for my people, it used to be just build them out of it.
Okay, and the ceremony at the cemetery is the...
the last rites.
Okay. Or you might say I'm going to go to his...
funeral.
Okay. And the family is... maybe they're wearing...
black.
Okay, you say they're in what?
Mourning.
Okay. Somebody meets you on the streets and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling about average, you tell them?
I'm feeling fine. Feeling all right.
And that disease of the joints, we get stiff and aching?
They call it the rheumatism.
Okay. And diseased children used to have the throat would get real sore and blisters inside.
Well, we call it tonsillitis a lot of the time.
Well,
and then we just call it the sore throat. The kid just got a sore throat.
Well, I'm thinking of something that used to
kill. Well, it used to have diphtheria.
Okay, that's
well, it's been so long since we've had that.
I know. And that disease, it makes the skin and eyeballs turn kind of yellow?
Oh, I don't know. That's the yellow jaundice, I believe, is what they'd call it.
Okay. And if you have your appendix taken out, say you had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Okay. You ate something that didn't agree with you, it might make you...
Oh, that's two or three things that could happen. You could vomit it up, and then on top of that...
Well, that's what I was looking for.
That's what you're looking for? Well, you got enough then.
What about terms? Other terms for that?
Made me sick in my stomach and made me vomit.
Okay. Would you ever say throw up?
Yes, we throw up. That's the main word, is throwing up.
Any humorous terms,
eh? No, okay. Don't throw it up or vomiting. No, we have used that from the slavery time on up until today.
Okay. She'd hardly got the news, you might say, when she came right over. She told you that right away. She hardly got the news and she came right over.
Come right on over to check and to see about it.
Okay, I'll tell you that. And if you both are going to be glad to see me, you say we what?
We'll be glad to see you.
Okay.
We'll be glad to see you. I'll be glad you come. We'll be glad when we get you. Either
okay.
One return. We got a lot of time for that. We want to see you bad.
Okay. And a boy's beginning to pay serious attention to a girl.
He began to cope now.
Okay. Any other terms there?
Nah, I don't think we have another term now that he's beginning to want to cope the girls now. He thinks he's grown or something like
okay.
That.
Okay. And the girl might call him her
boyfriend.
Okay. Any other names?
No. That's the only name that we use it. Wait a minute, let me get that thing right. That's her. She might say that's my man. She
okay.
Could say that.
Okay. What is that for girlfriend? Any other names?
That's